This is Ada No English, the show, the podcast, where we talk about movies and TV shows in English. Of course, it's in English. It's Ada No English. And I'm very, very excited because I'm back in the bestest city in the world, Hiroshima. And I'm Mike, and joining me like she does every week is the wonderful, the talented Kinoko.
Konnichiwa, Kinoko desu. Eiga no English. Kono bangumi dewa eiga ya dorama o tanoshimi nagara eigo o manandari, shinsaku eiga nitsuite oshaberi o shimasu. Okiniiri no sakuhin o mitsukete eigo gakushu ni yakutatete kudasai ne. Ookuri suru no wa watakushi, Kinoko to. Eiga daisuki. Saikin Nihongo gakkou ni kokunai ryugaku shite kita bakari no Mike desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Mike, how was the school in Fukuoka?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of really nice people, had a really good time.
In a school?
In a school, yeah.
In a class?
In class. Yeah, we talked about some really kind of strange things in class.
Strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Jukon?
Jukon?
Yes. Yeah, well, so in the class there were five of us, all guys, and we, yeah, jukon, like, kekkon?
Kekkon no?
Jukon? Jukon? Polygamy?
Polygamy, hi.
Jukon. Yeah, so we talked about that a lot and other weird...
You talked about it.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, we should get married. And but there's like five of us. Like, oh, that's okay. We can all get married together.
In a Japanese school, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so we would, because what would happen is we would have a class, which was about like 50 minutes, and then we'd have a break. And during the break, the teacher would leave and we would just sit around talking. And the teacher would come in and we'd just be talking in English. And the teacher's like, in Japanese. And we're like, oh, how do you say polygamy in Japanese? And the teacher would be like, what are you talking about?
And the teacher explaining it. But it's not normal in Japan.
No, it's not normal most places in the world, but...
Yeah. So, and, but the classmates are younger than you?
Yeah.
All of them are guys.
Yeah, they were all guys. I think probably in their mid, late 20s, I would think.
So, Nanda. Yeah. And don't you have a party?
We did have a party Friday night. We all, a bunch of us went out to an izakaya.
And with the teacher?
No teachers. No? Just no, us, which is an experience. Because there were two of us who could, like, kind of read the menu.
And you...
Yeah, I could read the menu, and there was another very nice lady who was there who could read the menu kind of as
menu.
Well.
But the rest of the classmate?
No.
Couldn't.
No, it wasn't just the classmate, because there were other people from the school. There were about like 12 or 13 of us who went. And a lot of them were just like beginner level. So they couldn't read the menu at all.
Oh, so
that, and it was kind of like that handwritten font.
Handwritten what?
Font. Yeah, so you know you have different types of fonts on the...
Font.
Yeah, so it looked like it was handwritten, so it's not the easiest to read.
So you ordered edamame toka, beer toka?
Oh, yeah, we ordered lots of stuff. I mean, between the two of us who could read it, it was okay. But everyone was just kind of looking at us like, what is this? And then you get some stuff like, there was this like kabu something. And I'm like, oh, kabu, that's like a pumpkin.
Kabocha じゃないの?
It's like kabu. There's like different types of kabu, right? Like different types of pumpkin-y kind of things. And it was daikon.
daikon is Japanese radish, って言うでしょ?
Yeah. White radish, Japanese radish. Yeah, so sometimes you have like the food, the name of the food isn't actually what it is. Because I've seen this before where you call something like something, you know, like, oh, you're going to get this, but it's like daikon or it's something completely different. And it's just like,
so too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad, but a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week we, so the last 4 weeks, we had to record this podcast. At night?
Yes.
After your school?
Yes.
So you look a little bit tired. But this time, we are recording in the morning, so you're better. You look so better.
Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't just like, because we recorded late at night, and it's like 4 hours at school. And then afterwards, I would go and study Japanese more at the cafe. And so it was a full day. Almost 10 hours of studying every day.
But okay. But your wife is Japanese and you're living in Hiroshima. So you are surrounded by Japanese people. But the classes are different.
Yes, the classes are different. I would say because, like, when I first came to Japan, I really, you know, I wanted to learn Japanese and I was studying Japanese. But after a while, it's like every time I go somewhere, it's everyone speaks to me in English. And I got tired of, like, no, I can speak Japanese. So I just stopped trying. And, you know, it's like you go to the store and basically everyone says the same thing. Like it's a script. I mean, the words are different, but they're saying the same thing. So you stop listening. And then you get into, like, when I do speak Japanese with people, I'm talking with my friends and, you know, spoken Japanese, like any language, spoken Japanese and proper Japanese, they're very different. And you don't really learn like proper Japanese just talking with people. I mean, I can have a conversation with people, but there's just lots of grammar that I don't hear a lot. That are important and are needed. And maybe the best example is like doing the listening exercises. 90% of the content I could understand, but there was always like one or two small things that I didn't understand. And because
what? Did you remember what?
For example, there is this one listening exercise where a person was talking about his haircut. And he was like, oh, I don't remember exactly what he said, but something about like seeing the back of his neck. He, you know, the length of the hair in the back.
Eriyoshi?
Huh?
Eriyoshi?
No. It was very simple, and he was something about like, oh, seeing the back of my neck, and I thought he said like kirai, yeah, like I don't like people seeing the back of my neck, but he said something completely different, so I got that answer incorrect. But also just, you know, small things like when you use different like conjugations of a verb, like if you'd use like iku or ita or something, and then you use like to, you know, and they can have like different meanings because, or different like yoni, if you use like iku yoni or whatever, you know, just small which changes the meaning of.
ああ、なるほど。行くと行くようにと言った。
Yeah.
そうね。違うもんね。
Yeah. So just small things like that or no day and
そうだったんだ。
Yeah.
So
which is easier? It's easier to just, you know, sit down and have someone explain it to you and you learn it as opposed to trying to understand from conversation.Because that can be difficult. But now it's like I went and I will probably go back next year. I hope I can go back next year.
Oh, so now.
Yeah. Just keep doing it until I can speak.
So now that you will go back to the next year, the same school?
I hope so.
And you are going to the advanced classes?
Yeah, right now I'm intermediate.
Ah, intermediate だったの?
そ
うなんだ。じゃあ、if you go to the advanced class, this program is 映画のジャパニーズにするからね。Okay, ne?
I don't know about that. But, yeah.
Okay.
But talking about that, let us...move along.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News.
Streaming News のコーナー。ここではアメリカで上演予定の新作映画についてマイクがいち早く紹介します。今日はなんと10本の映画を紹介してくれますが、そのうちの2、3本をちょっと取り上げてお話ができればなと思ってます。まずタイトルだけ紹介しますね。Let me introduce the title, only the title of the movies. Central Intelligence, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and The Boss, Joy, The Hateful Eight, Finding Dory, Barbershop, The Next Cut.And Zootopia and American Hero. Wow, so many, many movies.
Yes.
Mike. Yes, let's go.
All right. And first up, we actually have some streaming news. So for anyone who has Hulu, you have Hulu, right? Yeah, I have Hulu. I noticed that on Hulu, they now have the Fox channel streaming live. So you can watch like the Fox channel, which is on the satellite. And in major cities like Tokyo and Osaka, they have the cable, like the Hikari Terebi and everything like that. So it's the Fox channel. It's streaming live. So it's like watching the regular Fox channel. I think... It's until the end of December. So it's maybe only a limited time. And I tried watching it last night. I use a Mac computer, an Apple computer. So I use the Safari web browser. Wasn't working in the Safari web browser. But it does seem to work and maybe only work in the Google Chrome browser.
そうなんだ。Fox channel は only Google Chrome でしか見られないってこと?
Yeah, on the Hulu, you'll go up and it has like the different categories in the header. And there's like a special. And you click on that and it brings up the Fox channel and you can watch that. But only, I think, only in Google Chrome. Maybe in Firefox. I don't know about Firefox. I didn't try Firefox, but it does not work in Safari.
まあ、ね、for now, you can only recognize the Google Chrome.
Yes.
そうなんだね。Fox channel.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're doing it, but yeah. You can watch the Fox channel if you want to.
そうね。 I didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's there. So you can stream it if you want to watch
live
TV, regular TV. And they have the schedule. You bring up the player for it, and underneath it has like a button you can push, and it will show you the schedule of all the shows that are coming up. So,
in a Fox Channel,
yes,
website.
No, it's still on the Hulu website.
Hulu website.
Yeah, you stay on the Hulu website, but it's it's a lot of like NCIS and Homeland and whatever else they show on Fox. I don't know.
Okay.
No baseball.
No baseball. Too bad.
Yeah, I think they usually show maybe the Cebu Lions on Fox.
So なの?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Are you checking it out?
Yes, I am. Hulu, I am reading a Hulu blog.
Yeah.
And introduced to stream the Fox channel in real time.
Yes.
And they are introducing The Walking Dead.
Might be
right.
They have The Walking Dead. They also, I was watching and they have a commercial where they're doing like all 8 seasons of 24. So they're just going to be playing those down. Good series for the most part.
Okay.
I know it's very popular here in Japan, 24.
Yes. Many of my friends love it.
Yeah. It's a good show. The first couple of seasons, I think. Yeah. All right, then let's move along to our big list of trailers.
Yes. そうですね。So, リスナーの皆さんは、トレーラーを後で、ウェブサイトに載せて、リンクを載せておきますので、それを見ることができますよ。Okay. And the first movie, first pieces?
Yeah, what stood out? We both watched all of these trailers, so what stood out most for you?
そうだな。I'm most interested in the boss.
The boss?
Yes, and the joy.
So the boss, this is Melissa McCarthy? Do you know Melissa McCarthy?
No. But すごいね。なんかすごいドーンとしたおばちゃんな。
So Melissa McCarthy is like right now she's a pretty big comedian. I think she was in like the Bridesmaid movie and she's been in a few other comedies. And I think she's also in the Ghostbusters remake. They're remaking the Ghostbusters with an all-female cast. So I think she's in that. And
so
yeah. So what is The Boss about?
Boss about?
What is it about? What is the movie about?
Oh, これ読んでもいい? A titan of the industry is sent to the prison after she's caught for insider trading. Wow, そうなのね。When she emerges ready to rebrand herself as America's latest sweetheart. Not everyone she screwed over is so sick to forgive and forget.
So quick to forgive and forget.
そうだ。
And this has, as said before, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Bell, Peter Dinklage, and Kathy Bates. And why did you like the trailer?
The Melissa McCarthy seems so powerful. And also the cast. Kathy Bates でしょ、だって。
Yeah.
いやー、この人怖いイメージしかないんだけど。
Misery.
Misery. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. そうそう、あー、キャシー・ベイツが出るんだっていう。それでちょっと見たいなっていうのがあるね。
I really liked the like the two different Girl Scout groups、
mm-hmm.
getting into like a big street fight. It's like, we sell cookies here. No, we're selling cookies here. No, this is our territory. No, we're taking it over. Fight, 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 fight. Yeah, it's almost like a, oh crap, what's her name now?Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
It's like a Martha Stewart autobiography. Go to jail for insider trading, lose everything, come back. And finally, it is being released the 8th of April in the US. We don't have.Release date for Japan yet, so.
So, God, I hope it will be released in Japan.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
多分ね、多分見られると思うけど。
Yeah, and as soon as we find out, we'll let you guys know when it's going to be released in Japan, so. What else?
What else? そうだね。About the cast...the joy,
yes,
is only, yeah, is almost the same as the Silver Linings Playbook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so the director of Joy is...The director of Silver Linings Playbook.
The Silver Linings Playbook.
He's like, hey, it worked really well in that movie. Let's get the cast back together.
そうだね。And this time, Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro is the family. なんだね。Yeah. Bradley Cooper はまた違うんだね。
Yes.
あ、同じキャストでね。同じキャスト。同じようにやるのかな。
So what is the movie about?
Joy is the story of a family...across four generations, and the woman who rises to become founder and
matriarch、
yes. of a powerful family business dynasty.
Yeah. So there's matriarch and there's patriarch. Yeah, matriarch.
Oh, hi, hi, hi.
M-A-T-R-I.
I
A R
A R
C H
C H
Yes, and matriarch is like a female head of family.
Hi, hi, hi.
Matriarch and
女性の家長.
Yeah, and patriarch, which you replace M A with P A, is
P A.
Yeah, is male head of family.
Male.だから、そかそか、課長、課長なんとかせとかそういうやつよね。課長、男の人が。
I wouldn't say 課長。I don't know if that would be the correct word. Because, let's see, I think it's more like family. More than like business. Yeah. I guess you could also use it in...A business setting. But we tend to think of it, you know, in terms of the family, a matriarch or a patriarch. If you have like the grandmother who is, you know, the head of the family, we call her a matriarch. So outside of the cast, what was interesting about the trailer?
Outside of it? What is it?Outside of the cast, the trailer.
It was mostly just the cast, wasn't it?
そうだね。
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, and Robert De Niro, I think it works very well. They work very well together. So it's, I'm very interested. And I really don't know the story. I don't care. I kind of want. I do want to see the movie though.
Okay. And it will be released in the U.S. soon. So soon.
Yeah.
December 15th.
25th.
25th. Ah, 本当だ. Sorry.
2015.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's how we write it. Day, month, year. Yeah, and okay. No release date for Japan yet. Sad. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
あとはね、そうだね。さ、The Barber Shop, the next part.
Really?
Yeah, because I am interested in the cast as Nicki Minaj.
Ah, Nicki Minaj, yeah.
Yes. I imagine she's a singer, only singer,
rapper.
But rapper.
Yes. Along with Ice Cube.
Yes.
And Common, they're all three rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the comedian Cedric the Entertainer and Sean mm-hmm. Patrick Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a sequel.
A sequel?
Yeah, the original was, I think it was just Barber Shop. Mm-hmm. And that was like 10. Yeah.
The next cut.
Yes.
なるほどね。The, そうだね。Black community の
yes.
Barber Shop の話でしょ。だから、ニッキー・ミナージュかと思って。それでちょっと興味がある。
Yeah.
That's why I'm interested. How act she does? How does she act?
How well does she act?
そうそうそう。ただ、でも、ニッキー・ミナージュはニッキー・ミナージュだって。としてアクトするんじゃないかなと思うからあんまりアクトする感じがイメージがない
Yeah, I really don't think that she's gonna be acting. I think that she's just going to be Nicki Minaj.
そうだよね。そんな気がする。声が面白いよね。
Yeah.
So impressive voice she has.
Yeah, I find her very interesting.
Yeah,
for me, you know, it has Ice Cube.
Oh,
I grew up listening.
N.W.A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. They just had the biopic release, Straight Outta Compton, which is like a biography movie biopic about the N.W.A.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Ice Cube is entrepreneur.
Huh?
And entrepreneur also?
Entrepreneur?
違ったっけ? なんか事業してなかったっけ?
Entrepreneur?
Along with a musician. わかんない。
I'm sorry, I
don't know. 違いかも。
Ice Cube? He's a musician and an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be thinking of Dr. Dre.
Ah, そっちの方かな?
Yeah, he's the one who does or did beats, like the headphones.
そうそう、そっちだ、そっちだ。
Yeah, that's Dr. Dre.
勘違いしてた。ごめん。
Who just made like $1 billion selling his company to Apple.
そうなんだね。
Yeah, so this, yeah.I'm surprised that you would be interested in this because...
Yeah, only Nicki Minaj, okay.
Yeah.
And also for kids, Finding Dory?
Finding Dory.
Dory?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful animation, I guess.
Yeah, and we should say that this is kind of an offshoot from the Finding Nemo series starring Dory the forgetful fish. Yeah.
そのぐらいかな。
And this has an incredible cast.
そうなの?
Yeah, it has Idris Elba, who I absolutely adore. He is fantastic. It has Diane Keaton. It has Dominic West, William Dafoe, Ed O'Neill, Eugene Levy, and of course it has Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm. And
plays
is
Dorian.
Is it popular to do a voice acting as a real actor or actress in the US, in Hollywood?
In the past, it wasn't. I think over the past, recently, it's becoming more popular.
As in Japan, so... In Japan, it is more and more popular to voice act. It is natural in Japan that the real actor or actress do the voice acting.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is boring.
Yeah. I think the main issue in America is actors, like on-screen actors, usually aren't trained for voice acting, so they don't do it very well.
Did you know that the Peanuts, the Snoopies?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, the animation...
We talked about it last week, I think.
Yeah, yes, and... I found the newspaper article recently, and it said the original US version of the movie, the staffs had a very, very big audition for the ordinary kids. The voice actor was collected from the big audition in the US. But in Japan, it's so idiot casting for voice act. It's very ordinary Japanese kids actor do the voice over for the Peanuts.
Well, that's how the Japanese system works.
It's boring. Yeah. Very boring.
Yeah. Talking of that, I'm just reminded. I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about Paddington.
Paddington.
Yeah, the movie about the bear. Very famous child story.
Yes.
Originally, they were going to have Benedict Cumberbatch play Paddington. He was going to do the voice for Paddington. And he went in and he started recording it. And he was like, okay, stop. I sound wrong for this role. I'm not going to do this.
So he quit it?
Yeah. Everyone else was like, yeah. It doesn't really fit. And he was like, okay. So they got someone completely different to come in and do the voice of Paddington.
So nanda ne. Isagihi no Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch was like, it doesn't work. So I'm leaving.
I'm Sherlock.
All right, so
I'm Zoolander.
Zoolander 2. Yeah, all right, so real quickly, Finding Dory. It's about Dory. It's being released on the 16th of July next year. So something to look forward to. Personally, for me, I have to say that the Central Intelligence. This is Dwayne Johnson. It has Dwayne Johnson, who I love. He started off when I was younger, maybe university. He started off as a professional wrestler. He named The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I love him. I love his movies. He is so charismatic. And funny. So it has Dwayne Johnson, Aaron Paul, who was in Breaking Bad, Kevin Hart, and Amy Ryan. And in this movie, Dwayne Johnson just plays like a CIA guy. Yeah. And he finds like an old high school guy that he knew in high school that I think bullied him. And he's like, oh, I need your help. We have to go kill this guy. and the guy is like, actually, there's this the scene in there where Dwayne is like, here, take this gun. You're going to need it. And the other guy was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to kill someone. And he's like, no, I'm not. And Dwayne's like, yeah, I think you'll like it. You're going to like killing someone. Go ahead, go ahead. So it looks very funny. No release date. It's being released in June of next year in America. Also, real quickly, Zootopia. This is another Disney movie. It's being released on the 23rd of April next year. Again, this has more Idris Elba. Yay. But this trailer is maybe one of the funniest things I have seen in I don't know how long.
Oh, honto.
Yeah, when they go to the DMV and the sloths are working. Did you see that?
No,
sloths. Oh, no. You have to see this. You have to watch this. This is like hilarious.
What?
The sloths.
Sloths.
You know what a sloth is?
Sloths.
Yeah, S-L-O-T-H.
S-O.
S-L.
S-L. O-T-H. T-H.
Sloth. It's an animal. Very, very slow moving animal. Yeah, they live up in trees. And they're very slow. They almost look like a weird bear kind of thing. But in this trailer, there's I think there are two different trailers that we have. This one, the U.S. sloth trailer, it's a scene where the main character has to go to the DMV to get a license plate. She's looking for someone, and so she has the license plate for the car. And so she goes, and the sloth is a sloth. It is hilarious.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll have, in the show notes and on the website, the information for all of the other trailers that we do not have time to talk about today. So,
please check it.
Let us move along.
Easy does it. The tree will get trimmed, the dinner will get cooked, and the gifts will get wrapped if you take your time instead of a drink or drugs. Remember, easy does it.
Easy does it. That's our very Christmassy, holiday-ish reminder. Please do not do drugs. Drugs are bad. All right, so what's on TV? This is where we talk about all of the other exciting movies and TV shows that we have watched this week. And Kinoko.
Of course, Zoolander and Glee. How about you?
That's all?
That's all.
Okay. So, yeah, Zoolander, Glee Season 2, Episode 2. And then Tuesday night, I went on a date with my wife. And we saw The Intern.
Oh, Inner.
Yeah.
The Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
それはさ, is this your wife's request?
Yeah, actually, when I was in Fukuoka, she bought us tickets for Star Wars. And I was coming back. And it's like, oh, you know, we're going to go see Star Wars together. So I thought when I come back, we can have, you know, a date, go out on a date, and then we can go see a movie that you want to watch. Originally, I had wanted us to go see a movie called Eru, which is a French movie about this girl who was born into a deaf family, and she like becomes a singer. So it looked very interesting, but it was already out of the theater by the time I returned. So we went to go see The Intern with Robert De Niro and Hathaway and Rene Russo. Yeah, and
how was it?
Good movie.
Good movie.
Very, very good movie. Excellent movie for dates. Yeah, it's not a romantic movie, right? Because the two leads are Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. And so it's not really romantic.
romantic.
I mean, it's romantic in the sense that Robert De Niro's character, Ben, is very chivalrous. Chivalrous, yes.
Chivalry.
Yes. The what is that? Chivalrous. It's, you know, like the old code of how to treat people. You know, being nice to people. So chivalrous.
Chivalrous.
C-H-I.
C, not S. Yeah. C-H-I.
V-A.
V-A.
L.
L.
R-O-U-S.
R-O-U-S.
Yes.
Like a knight.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it comes from.
I learned it in maybe in a college in a language history.
So it has that kind of romantic feeling, not in the like lovey dovey romantic feeling, but when you're talking about something nostalgic, and Ben's character, Robert De Niro, is very kind of nostalgic. Oops, my tummy. Because he's like a 70-year-old guy working in this place with 20-year-olds, and all of the characters that he works with around him, they all like, oh, you're so cool. I don't want to give away too much, but there is, you know, I mean, he goes to work at this startup. So everyone there is, you know, they're wearing t-shirts and jeans. And he goes to work wearing a suit and a tie. And he has a briefcase, like an old-fashioned briefcase. And the guy sitting next to him is like, that's really cool briefcase. I want one now. So, you know, you see him influencing everyone around him. It's it's a very sweet movie. If there are any like high school boys that listen to this podcast, I don't think there are high school boys. I would like to think there are, but I don't think there are. If you have a girlfriend, this is a perfect movie to take your girlfriend to go see. It's not like romantic, so you don't have to worry about that. But the only negative I would say is it feels a little slow. Some of the pacing isn't great, so it can feel a little slow, which for a date movie works very well. So this is my tip to, you know, the high school boy or even the college boy taking your date to, when the movie starts to get a little slow, perfect time to hold hands. Yeah, just kind of snuggle up. So it's a good date movie.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
highly recommend.
If I watch it, I would like to watch it in a 1.5 times higher speed.
I don't know if that's going to help it. It's just, you know, some of the scenes are maybe a little long. And there's a lot of scenes where, like, nothing is happening. So I would say maybe the editing could have been a little bit better on the movie.
So, how long did it to watch the movie?
How long?
2 hours?
About 2 hours, yeah. It's 121 minutes, it says. So, yeah. So that's 2 hours. So, yeah, I mean, they probably could have... I think it could have been like 90 minutes. They could have done 90 minutes. That would have been fine. All right.
Okay.
Moving along to... Spoiler in zone. All right, this is a... part of the podcast
today's
where we talk in depth and we spoil what we have been watching. And what is the first thing we're going to spoil today, Kinoko?
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Available in Hulu and Amazon Prime Video.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
I checked it in Hulu.
Yeah, so did I. So Zoolander, at the end of his career, a clueless fashion model is brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Zoolander was directed by and stars Ben Stiller as Derek Zoolander.
Yes.
Owen Wilson as Hansel. Christine Taylor as Matilda Jeffries. Maybe my favorite character, Will Ferrell, as Mugatu. Yeah. Mila Jovovich as Katinka. I love that name, right? Katinka. Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller's father, is Maury Ballstein. Another good name there, Ballstein. We see X-Files. David Duchovny is J.P. Prewire.
Yes.
And then I misspelled his name in the show notes. But, what's her name? Brad Pitt's wife. Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie's father, John Voight, is Larry Zoolander. Ben Stiller's father in this movie. Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so his father in the movie, that's John Voight, that is Angelina Jolie's father in real life.
So, in the movie.
Yes. And Ben Stiller's manager in the movie is his real father. So the,
Ben Stiller's.
So Derek Zoolander, his manager. Yeah. The Maury Ballstein. He, in real life, is Ben Stiller's father.
So nano.
Yeah. Maybe.
So nanda.
He makes yeah, he makes appearances in in a lot of Ben Stiller's movies, as does Will Ferrell.
So,
what did you think of the very silly movie Zoolander?
So, guilty pleasure, って言ったらいいの? I like it. That's why こういうの映画好きよ. How was it for you?
I did not watch it when it was first released. I thought, like, oh, that's just a stupid movie. So I had never seen it until now. And I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was worried about if you are so busy だったら this movie is so silly for you, but if you are in a stress or some kind of pressure, this is very なんだろうな this movie will make you relief and laugh.
Oh yeah, it's a great it's a great stress reliever.
Yeah, so
if you know, don't watch this movie thinking I'm going to see a fine piece of cinema that is going to expand my mind. It's not going to do that. It's just very silly. But it's a lot of fun.
So that's why this movie has so many cameo appearance.
Oh, geez. How many cameos are there in this? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't cover all of the cameo appearance.
Cameos.
But I, at least I could recognize some, like, Victoria Beckham.
Yeah,
and Paris Hilton. And of course, Bon Jovi,
yeah.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, with the subtitle もついてる。
Yeah, I mean, there was also David Bowie. Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
Tommy Hilfiger. a very young and a very adorable Natalie Portman. Yeah. And like right now at this moment, very kind of apropos, Donald Trump.
Yeah, so Donald Trump, ne? So I have checked about the movie in Wikipedia and the list of the cameos, and Donald Trump って書いてあるから、え、そうなの？と思って、もうちょっとよく調べたら、あ、この人本当に出てるって。今をときめく。Donald Trump。Yes.
Running for president of the United States, and he was in Zoolander.
そうだったね。それをいちいちそういうの発見するのも面白かったね。
And one thing I will say is like Ben Stiller has made a few movies. There's this and like A Night at the Museum. And if you watch the movies, Ben Stiller, who is like the director, I think he also directed Night at the Museum, and the main star isn't the funniest character in the movies. Like A Night at the Museum, Robin Williams was like so much funnier than Ben Stiller, and all of the other characters around were like so much funnier than Ben Stiller. And I think in this movie as well, like Owen Wilson is hilarious, and Will Ferrell, who plays Mugatu, is also just extremely funny, like gut wrenching I'm gonna pee my pants funny in this movie. And I think that Ben Stiller does this on purpose. I think that's what he is good at. He's good at like writing these very silly, very fun movies and getting very good people and making those people around him look even better. What do you think? I mean, do you think he was funny in his film, Ben Stiller? Especially compared to everyone around him?
Yeah, in this movie, direct Zoolander is a supermodel.
Yeah.
But honestly, I am not. He is not so cool as a model. Always the same face.
Blue Steel.
Blue Steel.
Latiga.
And other. Yeah, yeah. そうそう全部一緒だ。
Ferrari. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that Zoolander Derek Zoolander, that character, is a little flat.
Flat.
Mm-hmm. Not. I mean, he's funny, but he's not that interesting, and he's not that funny. Mm-hmm. I think everyone around him. He makes everyone around him funnier.
そうか、なるほどね。
Because it's like the scene where, after he loses the Model of the Year award and he's back at the dormitory. And he's doing his thing about, oh, we should let go. I should go and like help children read who can't read and stuff like that. And like the other people are like, oh, how about an orange mocha frappuccino? And, you know, seeing him next to like the other actors and the other actors, their performance, I think, is a little bit better because of Ben Stiller.
なるほどね。そうか、そう考えると。そうか。So, Zoolander himself always be serious なんだよね。でもなんか何でも変。But other character always, I think other characters are always serious.
No. But who in this series is that? There's only one serious character, and that is the Matilda, the Matilda. Reporter.
Ah, yeah, まあそうね.
She's Matilda. The only serious character. There is not a single serious character. Okay, maybe the hand model.
Ah, hi, hi, hi.
Played by David Duchovny.
Yes, yes, yes.
But even then, it's
fluid.
Yeah.
He's serious. Like, serious, but in his hand, the, what is it?
Oh, yeah, like the little vacuum seal to preserve his hand.
Finally, it was broken.
Well, Derek steps on it.
Yeah. So. いやでもさ、くだらないんだけど面白い映画ってよ。
Yeah, but
how about Hansel?
Hansel, yeah, I think that Owen Wilson does a fantastic job in this movie. I think he's very funny.
そうだね。And are they cool? Is a nice guy as a model? I'm not so interested in a male model.
Well, let's be honest here for a second. Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson are not models. They look nothing like models. They will never be models. That's what makes it funny.
そうだね。なんかさ、だからこう。
And what makes it even funnier is when you look, like, you see within the movie, like, various posters. Of them modeling. And it's almost believable. Like, wow, Owen Wilson might actually be able to model. You know, it's like, how does he doesn't look that different than most models, and neither does Ben Stiller. It almost works. It doesn't work completely, but it almost works.
And the bout over the model walking?
Oh, the walk-off.
Walk-off.
Yeah.
The same walking style. Walking style? で、なんか、そう、ああいうの、まあ、面白かったけど、くだらないなと思いながら。Walk-off.And at the end, the removing the underwear.
Yeah, removing your underwear without taking off your pants.
そうね。
Don't know how that's possible.
あれ、そうだね。どうやってやったのかしら。
I mean, it's possible with a bra.
ああ、まあそうだね。possible.
But not with underwear.
あのアンダーウェアは無理だよ。
Yeah.
なんかそ
う
ね。
Now, my favorite part of this whole movie was Will Ferrell's character, Mugatu.
Mugatu
was just hilarious. I mean, like that first scene where he's like talking, and I guess they're like all the fashion designers are complaining about Malaysia, which is the story, right? The prime minister of Malaysia wants to raise wages. And he's like, I can't kill the prime minister. I have a new line coming out. I can't kill him in Ben. It's fashion week. And then
self-centered.
Yeah. And then there's like the time where they're doing their red carpet and he's walking and he's like carrying his dog. And the protester comes up and throws the egg. He's like, egg.
So, what Hollywood celebrity taking their dogs?
It's fashion.
As a fashion.
It is fashion. I think especially like at that time, it was very, very fashionable in Hollywood for people to carry like the little toy, like a toy poodle or a chihuahua or something like that. So everyone had as a pet and they would like walk around carrying it or walking like their little dog. Yeah, because I mean, this was came out in 2001.
And Zoolander 2 will be released soon in the US.
Zoolander 2. I can check real quick. Zoolander 2 is comes out the 12th of February next year.
How about in Japan?
Don't know yet. I can check and see if it's been updated. But yeah, I was checking in 2008. There was a Drew Barrymore movie called Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yeah, and it was kind of about, you know, the fad of little dogs in Beverly Hills. Everyone had to have a little dog that they could carry around.
Beverly Hills のゴールデンに住む白いセレブチワワ。いや。
I mean, I think also like around this same time, you would always see like Paris Hilton always had her little dog, carrying her little dog. It was fashion.
Yeah, it's fashion.
It's fashion.
Okay. Yeah, and the Zoolander 2, 日本での公開はまだわからないんだね。
Yeah, I still don't know when it's going to be released.
Ben Stiller and Wilson Benedict Cumberbatch.
I get my information like for release dates. I get that from imdb.com. So it's an English source, an American source. I don't know where to find that in like Japanese if they're, but all right, any final words about,
let's check it,
Zoolander.
Zoolander, check it out.
Yeah, check it out, it's good. And as you said before, it's on Hulu and it's on Amazon Prime Video. If you have one of those. Okay.
Glee Season 2, Episode 2. Britney. Glee のシーズン2, Episode 2. 憧れのブリトニー・スピアーズ。今回はこれを取り上げます。So, I've checked both in Hulu and Netflix. And also, it is available in so many streaming services like Amazon and Unext.
Unext. It's also on Yao. Tsutaya, you can rent it on Tsutaya or Lakuten Showtime.
Brittany has hallucinations while at a dentist and channels her inner Britney Spears. Rachel fears her relationship with Finn could be in peril.
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 Peril. What is this? Peril.
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 Pear.
Perry. Pear.
Earl.
Earl.
Peril.
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 It's danger.
Danger, yeah.
Danger.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Danger.
Yeah. So it could be in jeopardy. Something could go wrong.
Jeopardy. Yeah. If I you got an imperil.
Yep.
In danger. In jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are same meaning.
Yes.
In the imperial. Peril.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danger, 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 Will Robinson, danger.
Ninja.
All right, so what did you think of season two, episode two of Blue?
I was not interested in the Britney Spears so much. So in this episode, there are so many Britney Spears song,
mm-hmm.
and I found that so many popular song she has.
Yeah.
これも知ってる、これも知ってる。
Yeah, yeah. She was. I mean, I don't know about now anymore, but yeah, she was really popular.
Yeah, of course.
Lots of big hits.
So, so, これも知ってたなとか。
Yeah.
And Britney's, I was so impressed by the, Britney,
yeah.
Britney's music video, dancing, her dancing was so super.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, I will leave that to you, you're the dancer.
Yeah. あとすごいスタイルもいいしね。She has so skinny だね。Skinny but.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we could say that this was like Britney's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good episode, I thought. Like you, I could care less about Britney Spears. I never mm-hmm. listened to Britney Spears and I didn't care about the music in this episode. But Britney's video, her dancing...
Mm-hmm.
was very good. She's very good, like, comedic
mm-hmm.
role.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she went to the dentist, right? Played by mm-hmm. Uncle Jesse from mm-hmm. Full House, Mr. John Stamos. Mm-hmm. How cool mm-hmm. is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you watch Full House? Were you a Full House fan?
No.
Oh, I loved Full House.
Oh. で、このデンティストがフルハウスに出てます。
Yeah, he was the uncle. He was the cool uncle. Uncle Jesse.
そうなの?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he was the dentist. And Britney goes to him and afterwards, you know, he's finished. He looks up. Are you a cat? What the hell does that mean?
そう、たまになんかいつも She said such a thing、such a meaningless thing She said だね and she has so many 虫歯
虫 Oh yeah, the teeth, the nasty teeth and the cavities and
Cavity そうそうそう、
I rinse my mouth out with Dr. Pepper I thought he was a dentist. Do you know Dr. Pepper?
Yes, okay. Of course. Strong. My husband loves it.
Really?
Yes. なんかね、to cheer him up, I will buy the Dr. Pepper.
Recently, I only buy the Mets Cola.
Ah, そうなの?
For my Star Wars.
For you. You
yeah,
Mets.
For Star Wars.
For my hubby. It's Dr. Pepper.
Ah, how sweet. buying Dr. Pepper. My wife buys me apple juice.
Oh, so なの?
When I'm sick.
When you're sick? That's why you always say that.
Yeah. Mm. You know, if you start feeling sick, just drink lots of apple juice. It helps.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, so what else was good about this episode?
さ、そうだね。Returning of his wife? Ex-wife?
Yeah.
In a car? Ja-jaan!
Oh, that's right. He went out and he bought the same car as the dentist because
yes.
The dentist is dating Emma.
Emma.
And he wants Emma. And yeah, I have to say, like, the wife, I don't remember her name.
The Terry.
Terry, that's it.
Terry Bro, Terry.
Yeah. Season one, I hated her, hated her, hated her. Mm-hmm. Every time she was on screen, I was like, eh. Yeah. But this scene was perfect.
So
it was great, wasn't it?
Yes. And next, so can I see her in a upcoming episode?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't remember.
Ah,
it's been so long.
出てきそうな感じだよね。
She might make a couple more appearances, but I think around this time, she was the lead on a different TV show.
そうなんだ。
Yeah.
The leading character.
Yeah. And I think also, not to get too spoilery, but I think Emma, she also gets a different TV show sometime soon in terms of this season.
So なんだね。
Yeah, but her seeing her just stop in front of the car and start yelling about child support or whatever. Actually, not child support, but.
And なんだっけあのさ。And for the kids in high school student, Britney Spears is so toxic.
Toxic.
Toxic. So in a. So, だからなんだっけあの発表会の時? In a recital, the students are very went crazy.
All the yeah. So performance. Recital. We tend to only use recital for either like a solo performance.
Ah, so なんだね.
And usually for only more like classical stuff. So like ballet recital or piano recital, violin recital.
So, in this meaning, performance.
Yes.
Performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recital, it's too sophisticated of a word.
Ah, so なんだ. Okay. Performance.
Yeah, they did the homecoming performance. Homecoming, it's very important, so.
And what do you mean? Homecoming recital.
Performance.
Performance.
Yeah. So high school. Every year there is like a homecoming, and it's like a week, and usually it's during the football season. So I think that this is a little messed up. So during the football season, you have what's called homecoming, and like all week long, you have like lots of events. And then Friday night, you have like the big football game. And it's usually, you know, it's at home. So it's at your stadium and it's usually like against your main rival. And so you have like a big football game and everyone goes to see the football game. So it's a lot about, you know, school pride and school spirit. So there's lots of activities and lots of events and they have like the assemblies like before, usually the day before, like on the Friday, you would have like a big assembly. So like half the school day, you would go to this assembly and, you know, the cheerleaders come out and they perform and like the glee club will come out and perform and get everyone excited to go watch the football game.
Mm-hmm. And homecoming.
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 Yeah.
Performance of the Glee Club.
Huh?
Huh?
Your volume went down a little bit.
Homecoming wa homecoming performance wa homecoming for Glee Club? No.
The homecoming is usually you get the alumni come back. And they will go to the football game. So, you know, they might have like a high school, the high school reunion or the college reunion or something like that. So everyone gets really excited and to make a good atmosphere for the alum.
So to invite alumni to the school and have performance. And in this episode, Glee performed with Britney Spears.
Yes.
For homecoming.
For homecoming. The homecoming assembly.
Assembly.
Yeah.
Okay. なるほどね。あ、そういう意味だったんだ。わかった。そう。なんであそこでパフォームしてんのかなって。I didn't know why they performed at this time. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think that the timing for the homecoming assembly, it does not go with a regular homecoming, because that would be more like this time of year. Is when a lot of schools will be having homecoming.
Oh, so
or maybe actually like last month kind of thing, September, October, November.
Because
it's during the football season and it's during kind of a slow part of the year. There's usually a lot of high school and college reunions and they usually coincide with homecoming because you want home, come home to your school.
そっかそっか I see. Thank you for culture reference.
Alright, so I have two more good things about this episode.
Okay.
One, Rachel dressed up as Britney Spears.
Is that hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Britney Spears was too in the video.
そうだったね。Why real Britney Spears put on a cheerleading uniform? I didn't understand. she put on the cheerios.
Yeah, I don't know.
And talked with the Glee members.
Yeah.
And I touched with Ari.
High five.
High five.
Yeah. And then for me personally, maybe the best part of the entire episode was, well, it resulted in the sweaty chair with Jacob.
Sue and Jacob.
Jacob and watching Rachel dressed up as Britney. Yeah. That was very much a high school boy.
So that is typical high school boy, teenager.
Yes.
Guy.
Right. Anything else good about this show for you or this episode for you? All right, so what about the bad? What was bad?
Bad か。そうだな。Bad? ああ、そうだね。Rachel. Have. なんていうの? Rachel, have a test. なんていうの? ちょっと待って。In a school, Quinn appears in front of Finn and asked him to date with her again. Mm-hmm. And but there is a trick by Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you think about it?
I thought it was I didn't like it. I'm 30 something years old. The high school relationship crap, I don't care, and it doesn't interest me. You know, this kind of stuff, like Rachel ask Quinn to test Finn, go see if Finn will date you, and or whatever. It's like, oh, this is stupid. You know, I could care less about this.
Yeah, Finn が悪いんだ、いつも。Finn always care about the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Position of himself, so go into the football or not, go in the glee or not.
Every high school boy is like that.
Typical, like it all.
That's typical. But I will say this, that if Rachel really wanted to test Finn, Quinn was not the best choice. Not the girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend that got pregnant with his best friend. He's not going to date her again. Never. So it's a stupid test.
Yes.
And talking about all this stupid crap, you know, like Will and Emma, I could care less about this. This is so boring. Just let her be happy. She's dating Uncle Jesse now. Let her be happy, you stupid selfish. And yeah, the continuing Finn Rachel drama is annoying.
Annoying.
It is. The relationship is.
So だね.
They're both idiots.
Mm-hmm. But でもさ, this time the main character is Brittany だからね.
Brittany and the dentist office.
Dentist office.
Right.
Yeah, so the music video is so fantastic, but I can't believe they are all high school students. Brittany and Santana music video is so sexy to be a teenager. So mature.
Okay, so this was a couple of days ago. I was at the bookstore. And I was walking around and I saw the girl who was maybe 15 or 16 years old wearing, you know, like knee-high boots and really short shorts.
Skirt?
No, shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, we would call them Daisy Dukes.
Daisy Dukes.
Daisy Dukes. It's a style of shorts named after Daisy Duke from the TV show Dukes of Hazzard, which was a big hit in the 70s or 80s. And And it's like, why are you're like in high school? Why are you dressed that way? So Japanese girls are the same. They're no different. They're highly, highly sexual.
It depends on the students.
Yeah. I mean, look at Rachel. She isn't, but Brittany and Santana are. Quinn isn't, so. There's still plenty of girls in Japan that look like they should be walking the red district.
そうなんだ。でもさ、そんなにさ、too early they grew up. It may be boring in the rest of their life, I guess. I remember some of my high school classmates were so mature. She dressed up like very matured woman, like hair dyed, permanent. And also they put on some sexy outfit. But after we graduated our high school, I saw her after graduate. And almost the same as the high school era, in her era. Yeah. So, it may be no change, almost the same style. So, so it's normal.
Yeah, I guess that'd be kind of boring.
no change, so no interesting. So,
wow.
At least for me, I didn't do makeup in my face.
Oh, you didn't wear.
This also wear makeup before graduate my high school.
Graduating high school.
So graduating high school, so it's so fresh and I really enjoyed to do so after graduate. So I have many things to do such a thing, but for her, and makeup and dressing so sexy outfit is so normal even in a high school era. So it may be boring for her.
All right, so I have two comments about that. One, I hate when I see like a woman dressed kind of sexy. She's, you know, sexy, like, ooh, sexy. And then they're wearing Crocs.
Crocs?
Yeah. That just...
Yeah, it's cheap.
I hate Crocs.
Oh, you hate Crocs.
Those are like the ugliest shoes in the world. It's just a little piece of plastic and and I could not imagine myself today dressing the same way I did in high school. That would be embarrassing because my pants would be, you know, below my butt. That was me in high school. I wore the big baggy, saggy pants where you show off your underwear. I couldn't do that now because it's like I wear one piece underwear, so with a big Luffy picture on the back.
Okay.
Or a stormtrooper. I'm like a little kid again.
Sorry.
Yeah, as a little kid, you know, you have like the Superman underwear. But now I'm old again, so I can wear Superman underwear if I want. All right. Any final words about episode 2?
No. Anymore.
All righty. No.
Were you just singing to a sonogram?
Hi, my name is Rachel Barry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic, Les Mis.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
It's... Glee Cover Songs, where we talk about all of the exciting Britney Spears songs that were sung today. First up, we have Britney Pierce, Britney S. Pierce, singing I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears.
Yes, then Britney Pierce and Santana Lopez sing a little Britney Spears featuring Madonna with Me Against the Music.
Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, is performed by one Miss Rachel Berry.
Wow. And also, Artie Abrams with the McKinley Titans.
Go Titans!
Performs Britney Spears Stronger.
Will Schuster and New Directions sings Toxic by Britney Spears. Surprise!
And finally, The Only Exception by Paramore is sung by Rachel Berry with the New Direction Girl.
Yeah, and it's quite funny that the name of the song is The Only Exception, and it's the only exception to the Britney Spears theme. in general, mm-hmm. Britney Spears could care less, so the music was for me. All right, so moving forward to next week.
Yes.
Of course, we're going to continue with Glee.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we have two more weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we are going on a holiday, a Christmas and a New Year holiday. So two more episodes after this. And then we come back around January 10th-ish or something like that. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But yeah, so we have two more episodes. Mm-hmm. Dinner break, and then we come back. I was thinking... we should do Sherlock.
Okay.
We do next week, do season 3, episode 1. The week after, season 3, episode 2. And then for our big first episode of the new year, season 3, episode 3.
Okay.
Sherlock, back to back.
Back to Sherlock.
Back to Sherlock. So three Sherlocks in a row. Finish off season three. And that'll be all the Sherlock we have.
So the next week is season 3, episode 1.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So Sherlock season 3, episode 1. And Glee season 2, episode 3.
Ah, わかんなくなっちゃう. はい、来週お届けするのは Sherlock の season 3, episode 1. とグリーのシーズン2エピソード3。ああ、イエス、やったよかったです。よろしくお願いします。
Thank you very much and good night everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy, where are you going? I sang my number, I gave the show a little class, now I'm off.
それでは今日はこの辺でお開きです。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。すごく長いエピソードになっちゃいましたけど。次週は、さっき言った通りのプログラムです。番組のウェブサイトは、映画の english.com、E メールは mike@、映画の english.com、もしくはキーノコ kinoko@englishcom までお寄せください。それでは、聞きいただきありがとうございました。また来週。
Thank you for listening to this episode of Eiga no English with Kinoko and myself. We hope that you have enjoyed it. I do have a question for all of you beautiful, lovely people listening to us. Recently, we have been talking about like upcoming movies that we hope will be coming to Japan so that we can go to the movie theaters and watch them because the movie theater is the best place to watch a movie. Yes, yes it is. Even a movie like The Intern is much better in the movie theater. But we're wondering if you want to know even more news about upcoming movies, about movies that they're beginning to make. Like earlier we talked a little bit about the Ghostbusters movies. We've talked a little bit about Indiana Jones 5. So more like movie news and movie rumors about production. If you want to hear more about that, then please email us and let us know. Until next time, have a nice day. Bye-bye.